Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 212. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How's it going, fellas?
Going well.
Going good.
I got all my ducks in a row over here. I don't know if this is leading or not. Am I leading?
I don't see no ducks.
I'm the lead.
Yeah, I don't see you ducks don't see in a row.
We've got everything else here, right? Why not ducks?
I think he's making it up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm doing good.
He's gone quackers.
What little sanity I have left, right? Straightened glasses.
I got quackers right here.
Oh, you do.
Peanut butter quackers.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing but the best.
He's got all the good snacks over there. So we just had our full.
Yeah, we did.
And now it's time for our mini.
Man, I'm full.
Are you full?
Are we full
of it? Oh, no. We still got room for a mini.
Totally full of it.
Now we've got to do the side. This is the side item.
Side item is right.
Or dessert.
Dessert. This is what the mini is, right?
That's right. It's always good to be recording.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So,
yeah.
We always have great conversations.
We do on and off air.
On and off.
Especially off.
The off is...
Two different shows.
People are probably like, no way.
We're talking about Mr. Yeah. Chow.
Now they want to sit in on our recordings.
We're talking about people, right? We're talking about Mr. Chow on the off off time, and we can't mention any of that. Not a little bit. Except that he was a doctor. That's all we can mention.
Yeah.
Pete Peterson knows how we are.
Oh, well, yeah.
Pete does. He's...
Augie, we were pretty behaved when Augie was in studio.
And he.
So, and nobody else has been in studio, right? Oh, no, that's not true. No. Ryan Walker.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's been here. Ryan knows. Mm. Ryan definitely knows.
Yeah.
Oh.
I still don't think they all got the full.
No, not not when we're really letting loose.
Right. Except we're still in good behavior.
Yeah. Not that we're trying to fake it. We're just trying to, I mean, it's respect.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What happens in the podcast studio stays in the podcast studio.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
Well, we just want our podcast to be family friendly. So.
Absolutely. Want everybody to enjoy it.
We want to scare you, but not scare you off.
You're right.
Right. Exactly, scare you away.
That's exactly the way to put it. We want to scare you, but not scare you off.
That is correct.
I like it.
Sean, do you have the topic today? Why, yes, I do, Sean. Sorry. Are you sure you want me to do this? We are going to talk about the Rogaroo, and this is Todd's pick.
It is.
Great pick, by the way. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Roga what?
Rotorooter.
Rogarooter.
Rotorooter?
That's right.
Rogarooter.
Something.
Rogaroo.
Sounds made up. That's all I know. Rogaroo is also called the Swamp Werewolf. That is...
How about that?
Pretty cool.
That is.
This says, parents raising families in the swamplands of Louisiana don't scare their children with stories of Dracula or Boogeyman. Oh, no. Instead, they spin tales of the Rogaroo, a once-human, wolf-like, shape-shifting beast who walks on two legs. It looms over us somewhere between 7 and 8 feet tall, depending on whose tail it is. And it eats little children out past their curfew. So stay in, children, right? Children's fairy tale or not, adults scattered around the parish claim that they've seen the Rogaroo creeping through the brush, in the dark too. But do you know its villain origin story? And that's where we're going to leave that off because we're going to tell you about it.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, they say a head of a wolf or dog, glowing red eyes, razor-sharp fangs, while others describe it as an enormous hairy beast that roams on two legs, prowling through the shadows.
Mm.
That is scary.
Mm-hmm. It is. Says, it's uncontested that the Cajun Rougarou stems from the mythic Loup-garou, or Loup-garou, translating to werewolf, of medieval France. But people can't decide if the two were similar or not. According to some sources in medieval France, when adults were scared of dying in a sword fight or catching some such plague, children feared Loup-garou. Loup-garous. That's hard to say. Much like today, parents back then used it as a way to get their children to follow orders. Don't want your child to play in the woods alone? Tell them the Loup-a-Garou will get them. So you got the Rougarou and the Loup-a-Garou.
There's some weird consequences. According to legend, those who don't adhere to Lent might find themselves cursed to become the Rougarou.
Or on Big Trouble.
For an entire year. During which they are driven by a hunger they cannot satisfy and haunted by a rage they cannot tame. Other versions warn that anyone who encounters the Rougarou and speaks of it will become its next victim. This rule of silence has kept the legend alive. A fear of speaking its name keeps its tell in the shadows. I love this.
I thought you would. I thought it was pretty interesting. I've heard about the Rougarou for a while since, you know, following different podcasts, but thought it's time to do it.
That's right. Did you know there's one in Ohio, too?
No, the Ohio Rougarou.
It's a roller coaster, though. It used to be called... Have you ever been to Cedar Point before?
No.
I haven't either.
It was called the Mantis, and now it's called the Rougarou. And I don't think I've ridden it now that it's the Rougarou. I only rode it as the Mantis, but it's a really, really good roller coaster. I don't think it's changed except for the name, but it's a floorless coaster. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very fear-inducing, which a lot of roller coasters are, but yeah. So when I was looking that up, I'm like, oh my gosh. Number one, they changed the name of the Mantis, and I'm like... That is really cool because I don't know that I've ever heard of a Rougarou before. I've heard of a Bugaboo.
Bugaboo. You Bugaboo.
That's about all. That's all I heard.
Coming off of kind of what Nate was saying, in the Middle Ages in France, it was often believed that if any person had been denounced from the altar and remained impenitent, refused to make restitution and confess, the curse of the werewolf fell upon him. In Normandy, any man who was excommunicated became a werewolf for a term of 3 or 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And this is going to be hard to say. In Basse-Bretagne, any person who had not been shriven for 10 years nor used holy water could become a werewolf. In La Vendée, the man who was excommunicated became a werewolf for 7 years, during which he was obligated to haunt certain ill-omened and accursed spots.
I guess anybody that's seen the creature, they heard its low growls or felt its chilling breath on their necks, a shadowy figure prowling the edge of the swamp at night, a flash of fur disappearing into the trees. Each sighting feeds the legend, leaving an indelible mark on those who have experienced its presence.
Spooky.
I love the different pictures of the Rougarou.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a werewolf-like.
I think I will be first to say I will not be trying to hunt one of these down.
No? Not you?
Not my cup of tea. I love it. I love the lore and legend of it, but yeah, I don't need to find out if it exists.
Yeah, they say it's heavily tied to like New Orleans. And the bayou country and all that good stuff. But it's just funny that it's like, yeah, we're just making this, keep the kids inside.
Yeah.
This is the full moon. I like the way this describes it. The full moon hangs high over the Louisiana swampland. The bright lights of the stars flicker in the murky licks of the waves near the towering ominous cypress trees. Frogs croak their songs in the distance and mosquitoes buzz as they fly around looking for their next meal. There's a howl in the near distance. It sounds like a wolf, but something's a little off. Standing on two legs on top of a fallen moss-covered tree is a large, snarling beast. It throws its head back, letting out a blood-curdling howl to the moon. Bark at the moon, right? That's no homage to Ozzy, right? That's no werewolf, though. That's where we in Louisiana call the Rougarou share. When traveling down the interstate or the back roads in Louisiana, you'll see lots of beautiful scenery, remnants of history, freckle the map, whether it's old or potentially haunted buildings, abandoned theme parks, or even museums with some very strange collections. Back in the thick, fog-covered swamplands is where you'll find the true beast of Louisiana and perhaps even a monster or two, including the legendary beast called the Rougarou. The history of the Rougarou is centuries old and has many different origins, but the earliest mention of the infamous, mythical Louisiana werewolf comes from medieval France. Traveled to New Orleans.
Yep. says it typically stalks on all fours, but it can run on 2 feet. Says it's always thirsty for blood, has bloodshot eyes, red and bloodshot eyes. It prays in the dark of night. It's a scary creature.
Legend says the Cajun people have devised ways to protect against the Rougarou. Some believe that placing 13 small objects by the door keeps the Rougarou at bay. The creature is said to be so simple-minded it can't count beyond 12. It will get stuck trying to count the items over and over until sunrise, which forces it to retreat into the darkness. Others use mirrors, believing the beast will see its own reflection and turn away.
Interesting. Can only count up to 12. That's funny.
That's funny, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Dang it, what is it?
That is funny.
11, 12. Darn it. One, two.
Exactly. Keep them befuzzled or whatever.
That is hilarious to me. That is isn't that really funny. I'm picturing a werewolf counting.
Keep loose change of 13.
Man-eating 13 creature at bay by
coins.
Math.
13 of them. Yeah, exactly. That is weird, though. It is very, very superstitious, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
So those... What
and usually 13 is, everybody claims, is a unlucky number.
Oh, yeah, right.
The
It is for him, I guess.
I don't, because my birthday is on the 13th.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yours
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
Mine's almost.
Close.
Mine's the 12th.
12. You're creeping into the 13th, right? Those, whatever you call them, the lops garous or the lops of whatever. So
the loup garou.
The loup garou, the French version, right? It says, so this is interesting, back in France, so where this all originated, the villagers would capture people they believed to be a loup garou and then hold a public trial. Usually they'd find someone in the woods or someone in the village who was acting strange. The court would ask the public if they believed that the accused to be a loup garou. And usually the public would agree, mainly for the fear they'd be outed as a witch or a Lugaroo themselves. These creatures became a fear for many people in the country, leading them to earning their place in legend passed down to children. The French Catholics claim that, you know, you talk about the whole not following Lent and all the, you know, consequences come with that. There was also a story that was told to kids that if they didn't do what their parents asked, the Lugaroo would come and steal them away in the middle of the night. Many of the French migrated to Canada and the southern United States. They took the legend of the Lugaroo with them, and that's what became the Rougarou.
Hmm. Interesting.
How do you think that changed? Like, why do you think they just like, I don't like that name. Let's call it the Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
Rougarou.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we talk about Wendigo?
Yes.
Did we mention that?
We have.
I have a theory of the name change.
What?
Scooby-Doo. Rougarou?
That's funny. That's actually funny. Actually, did
Raggy? That's funny. The Rougarou?
Rougarou?
Oh, that's funny. This actually does tell. It says, since the migration, many of the legends began to change to match the times and the dialect. Since Cajun dialect is a mix of French and English, and well-known for changing words completely to roll off the tongue easier, the name of the beast changed from Lagaroo to Rougarou, also spelled something I can't even say, Rougarou. It gets all the different forms, but they all look the same, right?
Scooby.
Or sound the same.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo. I'm holding on to that one.
Said the swamps within the greater New Orleans area and the Acadenia is where the beast has come to live. He might even be neighbors with the Honey Island Swamp Monster, also known as the Bigfoot of the Swamp. Yep, absolutely. They're buddies.
Stories of the beast are passed down from parents to children, told around campfires, whispered in French and English alike. Mm-hmm. Towns even hold festivals dedicated to the creature, such as the Rougarou Fest in Houma, Louisiana, where costume, storytelling, and traditions celebrate and honor the folklore that has kept the Rougarou alive in the minds of all who know of it.
Kind of like the Mothman festival.
Did you guys mention the 101 Day Curse?
Just a year is what I mentioned.
Yeah, and I just mentioned like 7 to 10 years that
This is another version of, apparently it says, another telling of the story says the Rogueru is under a 101-day curse. Unless the affected person can transfer the curse to another human being, their curse usually comes from a local witch, sometimes a voodoo priestess. So I know voodoo in the stuff that I looked at and watched and read and all this stuff. And they talked about voodoo being kind of connected to how this comes about.
Voodoo.
That you do.
Voodoo and the Rogueru.
So well.
I won't continue that.
I like it.
Yeah, this is nice.
What else you got on the Rogueru?
That's about all I have found on it.
It says that even though it's legend, that there are still claimed sightings of the Rogueru to this day.
Yeah.
So people still see it.
And this says that it's mainly seen in Acadia and the greater New Orleans area. So, yeah.
They even have a festival. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mentioned
Oh, did you say that? Yeah, that's wild. I saw a picture that said, you know, like, come be a Rogueru or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Join be a Rogueru for a day.
Yay.
Yay.
They have a statue and everything.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good topic.
It says the New Orleans Pelicans had originally thought about changing their names from the Hornets to the Rogueru at one point.
They should have.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool?
The New Orleans Rogueru's.
New Orleans.
So you got the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Why not the Rogueru's? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a roller coaster now.
It'd be a lot fiercer than a Pelican. Mm-hmm. Nothing against Pelicans. I'm not anti-Pelican, but you got the Rogueru. You know,
gonna rip your head off.
Yeah,
we're gonna win this one.
And just think of the mascot.
Oh yeah, snarling,
scare the crap out of kids.
Exactly,
that'd be awesome.
Did you just bite the head off of Johnny? We need to calm it down a little bit.
You want to have a picture with the Rogueru?
No,
mommy. Yeah, not cool, man. Not cool.
Snarling, dripping,
red eyes.
Oh yeah.
So we want to meet this thing, no?
No.
Stay with your parents, kids.
No.
Yep. Obey them.
Obey curfew.
What you're doing.
Curfew's the thing, right?
I'm going to put 13 little objects in front of my door.
One, two, three.
Start over.
I think that's so funny. That's just a funny part of the story. Dang it, 12. What's after 12?
That'll keep them going forever.
Yeah.
I need to restart.
Well, that was good. That was a good topic, I thought.
That was excellent.
I'm going to...
You're taking over.
Pat myself on the shoulder.
You're taking over for all the...
I can't reach my back anymore.
You're taking over all the... Yeah. Good job. Yeah, good job, Tyler.
Thank you.
That's up there close to the number one on the list for me. I like that one.
Yeah? You like that? Mm-hmm. That's saying a lot for me, right?
Yeah,
it is. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Be here all night. Not much longer, though. We got a good bit. Well, Nate, do you have something to take us out of here?
Rawr. That's a rat.
Was that a ragaroo?
That was a loogaroo and a rogaroo.
A loop-de-loo.
And Scooby-Doo. And skip-de-loo. Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle-Aged Mini 212 and our discussion on the Rogueru. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Later.
Rogueru?